While many Americans are sweeping up tinsel, in Ukrainian, Russian, and other Orthodox churches, preparations are still underway for Christmas, which is celebrated on January 7th. At the Christmas Eve feast this Thursday, many will eat pierogies. Traditionally, these dumplings are made at home, but as Dina Prichep reports from Portland, Oregon, they're becoming a parish industry.
Mira Petroshak is in the basement of St. John the Baptist Ukrainian Church, a small parish of about 50 people in southeast Portland. She's sitting with a few dozen others, stuffing and shaping potato pierogies by hand. Over 2,000 pierogies. They've developed a following in the neighborhood.
People come here and say that those pierogies remind them about their childhood. Not only Ukrainian people, some German people, Polish people. And it's like, oh, my grandmother used to do that.
Petroshak and her husband, the priest at this parish, started weekly pierogi sales when they came to the church 5 years ago, and they've raised enough money to renovate the church basement. But from the beginning, this was more than just a fundraiser.
It was good for the parish as a community, you know, because many young women didn't know how to make pierogies, you know, or didn't have time to make pierogies at home. But here, all children can learn how to do it, you know, and carry on the tradition.
And lots of kids are helping. The older ones shape pierogies, and the littlest ones carry trays from the kitchen. Andrea Roloffs is third-generation Ukrainian-American and explains that while the kids learn about their Ukrainian heritage, the adults get something out of it too.
It's a great way to socialize. They come in and they're a little frustrated with something. By the time they leave, they're fine. It's cheaper than a psychologist.
People really do seem to be enjoying themselves, and they want me to join in.
You want to try? You want to try to go with us?
We can teach you. It's easy. Put these potatoes, corn together. Are you try it? It's delicious food.
And she's right. It is delicious, especially topped with sour cream and caramelized onions. But as it turns out, the pierogies aren't totally traditional. Usually, they'd be made with a bit of cottage cheese, but St. John's uses cheddar instead. And parish member Maria Kamsha says the results might be a little too good.
My children will say, Mom, you know, your pierogies that you make at home, they are not quite that good as the ones that are at the church.
Kamsha is wistful about the change. While the exact recipe may have evolved, the heart of the tradition, friends and family coming together over pierogies, is not in any danger of dying out. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.
This is NPR News.